The thing that also made me or sparked also this conversation, because I was going to ignore it and move and forget about it.
Not on your watch. Not a girl.
Last year in October,
yeah,
I saw a video of an ex. I don't know if I should drop names. Okay. But someone who was in a group, let me not drop names. Next thing is a lawsuit. Next thing it's a, you know.
Oh my days.
A member of a certain Christian group who was, I think, kicked out of the group or left the group. I can't remember. They are now making secular music. So they were interviewed by someone and they were just saying how the group wasn't necessarily outside of the stage. They weren't living righteously, right? And the only time, because the pastor was asking them, or the person who was interviewing him was asking, how was it ministering? And he was like, I'm giving so much away. But he was like, I'll show you the video. But he was like, the word ministering is a new word for me because I don't know if I would, like, the only time we would switch on the ministering aspect of what we were doing was literally when we got on stage. And I was like, that's quite interesting. But it made me think back to another conversation that I wanted to have, which also links to all of this, is should we still be supporting Christians or people who were Christian, who started right, that are kind of going astray?
I think the first thing you said about like ministering on stage and everything, I think that also just goes to show that we need to, like, we need to disciple well.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to people who are, you know, in the worship team or people with quote unquote platforms, we need to take care of them and we need to actually tend to them.
Sure.
You know, because we can't just be like, oh my word, how dare you? Like, you're only on stage. And then we want to be like, okay, but you're only ministering when you're on stage. Mm. But we're not looking at their walk with God when the lights are off, when the camera isn't rolling. Mm. So in regards to that, I think definitely, like, to surround them with a community that will keep them in the faith, even when they're not, like, writing music or doing this or doing that. But when it comes to, like, their day-to-day stuff, and not just people going out to them being like, hey, how's your walk with God?
Yeah.
But them being like, guys, I'm struggling.
Mm.
Like, and I truly believe that if you are not where you need to be with God right now,
step down.
Focus on your walk with God, because at the end of the day, we are gonna stand before God and we're going to be like, hey Lord, this, and I would be shaking in my boots if God is like, but you were telling people about the goodness of God, but not saying, you know, in that moment you weren't expressing it, like you weren't feeling it, quote unquote,
You didn't believe what you were saying either.
That's the thing. Because, like, you can minister out of a space of, like, hurt and still point to the glory of God.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you are ministering from a place of hurt and you are questioning the glory of God, do not tell people God is good.
Sure.
Because you yourself, you're not believing it.
Sure.
I'm getting chicken skin, the Lord is speaking. Yeah.
But, so do you still, I think you were getting there, but the point of, are we supposed to still, like, follow? And I'll give you a reason why I'm asking this question, and I think it's a very important question, because I do see a lot of people who are very influential people that have been representing the kingdom of God for decades, that, or even years, that are, you can see that they're men. The journey, it's not the same. And, you know, the Lord tells us that we see people by their fruits, and the fruits are not, that the fruits that are being produced are not showing people's hearts. And I think a lot of the times as Christians, we're like, yeah, because he's not living or she's not living the way that whatever, let's not support this person anymore, right? Or we're not going to listen to this person's music or listen to, and it's the reason I mentioned music specifically, because I do think we that's the only time we apply that principle. Because I had this conversation at Bible study with the guys, and I asked this question because I really wanted, that's also why I call this unfiltered conversation, because I really want to have these conversations and not be a one-way street. We need to share what we think, but also what God is telling us, right? So we can get to a place where we're like, okay, you know what? I get what you're saying. We both learn from each other from the different perspective. But I asked this question because I really wanted to hear what the group was saying about this topic. And I said, should we still be supporting these people that we can see have fallen, but are still representing the kingdom of Christ? Right? And I remember one specific person, he was like, no. We need to stop listening to A, B, and C's music because one, two, three. And I said, okay. I said, fair enough.
Valid.
Because I can also see that these people are not living the way they should be. But I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. But if, and I gave this principle, I'm not saying that we should be going to the current shows.
Yeah.
Because that's a different thing. And that's where we get the concert versus place of worship or a gathering of worship, because now initially they would come together to or bring people together so that we can all worship God, but now because they've fallen but they're still having these concerts, it turns and switches now to a show. So I said, okay, cool, but if somebody was like a preacher was given a word from God in 2008, a good word, it's posted on YouTube. Are you not supposed to listen to that word again 10 years later? And I remember him being silent because he was trying to think about it. And he was like, you know what? Actually, I have to go back and think about this whole conversation, which is something that also I was challenged with. Because again, I've said this before with your episode last year with cancel culture and whatever. I was the quickest one to be like, pack my bags and it's over.
We're done. You know what? One mistake.
Yes.
Gone with you.
Cancelled. But I think it challenged me to say, are we really... Because for me, it was like I had certain songs from 1995 of certain people who I'm giving 1995 as a random year, but I'm just saying in 1995 this person's mission was Christ and all of that. Now in 2025, am I supposed to not listen to what God did through that person at that time? Do you understand what I mean? So there is that conflict, I think, I can say.
I think definitely it comes down to grace. Grace. But grace does not mean I'm tolerating what you're doing.
Accountability.
Because I think immediately my mind went to we can hold people accountable without quote-unquote cancelling them. So for example, if you're listening to artists and like just a few years ago they were singing I wanna be tried, for example, guys, for example.
I was like, what?
So like back then they were singing that and now they're singing like questionable theology. I think it comes down to we can speak truth in love, but we are being direct. Like without but also being
praying
like,
for them.
Yeah, like definitely. And I think it comes back to discipling and discipling well.
Absolutely.
Because our faith isn't something you can do by yourself. You can't be like, yeah, but I don't need to go to church. Yeah, but I don't need to do this. Bro, we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God, three in essence. That is unity. The way God is like, okay, cool. Like the way a household is to be is to be run. It is the husband, wife, children, and Christ above. So that also shows unity. The body of Christ, we are all different, but we are one body. You can't go over there and be a kidney by yourself. And I think like it comes both ways. Like if you notice people struggling or like, you know, stumbling, go out, reach out, be like, hey, what's going on? Like, how's your walk going with Christ? But then on the same way for them, they have to be like, I can't do this walk alone. because it's not meant to be alone.
Yeah,
especially if you're going to be on such a high platform.
Sure.
Like the entire world is looking at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to have a strong like community behind you,
yeah,
to help you get through it.
Yeah.
So don't come over here being stupid and be like, ah, guys, let me perform real quick. Let me show you my tricks.
Yeah.
Ah, stop. Rest up.
What a great conversation. Sure. Guys, please join in. Join in on the conversation. Let us know what God has been saying to you. And what your thoughts are. Yeah. Like, ask questions in the comments. Let's answer each other. Let's have a conversation about this topic. Because there's a lot to unpack about it. But there's a lot we can learn together through us having these conversations.
Yeah.